WAWOTA, the Wawota Public Library's book club, met at the Village Inn. The book they discussed was Nothing Daunted by Dorothy Wickenden. It was the story of two New York socialites who travel to Colorado to teach school and their many adventures. Word has been received of the passing of Doug Heisman on November 16. He passed away at the Pasqua Hospital at the age of 77 years. He was raised by his grandparents Tommy and Ethel Taylor on the passing of his mother Ray, Taylor, Heisman. Sympathy to the Taylor cousins in the area. Victor and Kelsey Silvis and family, who have spent the last several months here, have returned to Mexico. They are Cher Badger's daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren. Lori Kemmer from Watrous recently visited with her mother Kay Dorrance and sister Rhonda Dorrance. The Congregation of the Merrifield and the Wawota United Churches joined together at Wawota on Sunday for a joint service. Following the noon luncheon, a crossroads meeting was held. Deb Seville and Sandra Corkish motored to Medicine Hat, Alta, recently. Deb stayed to visit and Sandra's grandson, Chad Corkish, picked her up and took her to Calgary. In Calgary, she visited with brother Harold and Elaine Graham, Sheldon and Kathy Graham, Ryan and Robin Brooks and her great-grandson Freddie, who was born this past summer. Deb and Sandra since returned home. Joan Gartner of Montreal visited with her parents, George and Suzanne Eisler, last week. A funeral service was held at the Wawota Town Hall on November 26 for Betty Walker. She passed away at the age of 93 years. She leaves her daughter, Valerie, Gordon, Van Dresser and son Richard, Karen, Ketchison and their families. It was erroneously reported in this article last week that Trinity, Presley and Cassidy White have moved to Qu'Appelle.